The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our Ask the Expert slot, and this week we're covering the fear of the dentist and what you can do to tackle it. And joining me in studio is our dental expert, Dr. Niall Neeson of Boyne Dental and Implant Clinic. Niall, good morning.
Morning, Pat. Great to be here.
Are many people scared of the dentist? Or how do you know? Because if they're scared of you, they're not going to see you.
Well, we know from the stats and the figures that this is a big deal for a lot of people, Pat. So about half the population, believe it or not, are anxious about a dental visit. So a lot of people out there, and it's important and helpful for them to know they're not alone.
Do we know where it stems from? Because sometimes it might be a childhood experience of dentistry. And I remember when I was a kid, a long time ago, dentistry was painful.
It certainly has that reputation and has had that knock-on effect over the years, you know, and has planted the seed. And that's often the pathway we'd hear the most about, is a previous negative or traumatic experience whenever people are younger. And that kind of repercussions to bring back those feelings of that loss of control, yeah, or that threat.
You know, the line, he told me it wouldn't hurt. Well, it did.
Yeah, and that leads to a huge loss of trust. Whenever, yeah, somebody's saying it's going to be like this, but it's different. And if I couldn't trust that guy, then why should I trust the next guy?
The question, though, of kind of a reluctance to go to the dentist versus a real phobia. And many people would be so phobic about it that they could never bring themselves to go.
So about 4% of the population would have dental phobia. Now, that mightn't sound like much, but in Ireland, that represents 200,000 people that are living with this effect in their day-to-day lives, you know, their confidence, their social lives, their work life, all their overall well-being.
Is there anything that contributes precisely to that phobia? I mean, is it a fear of needles, for example? Is it, I hate the drill, the way, you know, the vibration of it, even if it's not painful, even though they tell me the nerve is deadened or whatever, but it turns out it's not quite dead. And, yeah, you know, then you get that electric shock in your mouth.
Yeah, there can be different specific triggers that people have fears or phobias about. The likes of the needles, a fear of pain can be associated with the drill often. And for a lot of people, it's just the overall experience, that loss of control that yeah, people often feel.
One of the things I'm sure happens is that the longer you leave it between visits, the more work the dentist is going to have to do on you.
Precisely. So people fall into this vicious cycle of dental fear where their fear or anxiety leads to avoiding the dentist. The problem is that leads to a deterioration of the dental health, and that can lead to these emotions, these feelings of shame or embarrassment and guilt. And all that does is compound the anxiety further, leads to further avoidance, and it just spirals from there.
Now, I'll read you some of the questions and comments coming in. I had a fear of all things medical well into my 30s, obviously including needles. Then something struck which required regular injections, so I quickly got over it. The fear of something really is very often worse than the actual thing itself. One thing that I do which makes my life an awful lot easier is when I'm getting blood taken or getting injections by the dentist or anyone else, is that I ask that they tell me when they're about to stick the needle in. You might not think that the element of surprise is best. You might think that, but it's not going to be a surprise if you're sitting there in the dentist chair or whatever. There is no element of surprise. You know it's going to happen. But this early warning method means that I have no fear of anything until they say they're going to do it, and then it's done a fraction of a second later, and I quickly got to the point of having no fear of these things at all. 20 years later, it still stands.
Yeah, fantastic. And again, that's to do with a sense of control as well, and also anticipation. The nature of anxiety is it's that anticipation
before
the event.
So this person says, will you tell me precisely just when you're going to do it? So he or she just relaxes until that moment, and then you say, I'm going to do it now. They tense up. Bang, it's done. Thank you.
Yeah, and the other helpful thing with that listener is that she's had that gradual exposure. So that's the opposite of avoidance. The avoidance increases the anxiety, whereas whenever you're doing it, it allows you to see this is okay. It was all right the last time and it's going to be okay this time.
I used to be afraid of the dentist, but forced myself to go for the first time in many years. That's about 3 years ago. It's all much more gentle now. Lots of pain relief. However, not so gentle on the wallet.
Yeah. And look, these days, dentistry should be a comfortable experience, and it's perfectly right for people to be fussy about expecting that and stopping us at any point. The costs, yes, unfortunately, dentistry.
But they're entitled, and I know some people get embarrassed about this, they're entitled to ask in advance, what's this going to cost?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And that should be clearly communicated, yeah, at each step of the way. Yeah, and removing another source of the anxiety.
A question not related to fear. What age should you first bring a child to the dentist?
Believe it or not, Pat, the official advice is to bring your child to the dentist before the age of one.
Really?
Yeah. Now, that's to check for certain sort of developmental issues that can arise. But there are huge advantages in allowing your child to get used to the dental environment when they are young, before they need any treatment, becoming a positive experience and building that confidence and trust from there.
This one, I have to get my wisdom teeth out soon. They won't be sedating me and I'm terrified of the pain after the procedure. Any advice or tips?
Some wisdom teeth are more complicated to remove than others. So some wisdom teeth, although they are technically wisdom teeth, aren't impacted and can be reasonably straightforward procedures. So if the decision has been made or they've decided together to not use sedation for this, then it may be more straightforward than they expect.
Yeah, but what about the residual pain afterwards? I have a colleague who the experience of getting them out wasn't too traumatic, although the sheer force that is required to remove a tooth can be a bit discommoding. But the pain afterwards was not what she expected.
Right, yeah. And sometimes it's a small number of cases, issues can arise afterwards, things like dry socket that can be really uncomfortable. So what I do is discuss with the dentist the advice for afterwards that will help get that healing underway as effectively as possible. Listen to that and have some appropriate pain relief in line as well.
How regularly should you get your teeth cleaned properly? The state covers one procedure a year for most. I fear that's not enough.
Yes, generally the advice would be to have them cleaned every 6 months for an average person. If you have gum disease or you're prone to gum disease, then you can actually benefit from being cleaned more regularly than that. So up to every 3 months can be really helpful.
I'm going to the dentist today to have a procedure to start with implants, but I'm going to have to wear a denture for 3 months in my lower jaw and I'm dreading it. I put it off so many times, but I'm now at the stage where I cannot put it off any longer. My dentist prescribed medication to keep me calm. For me, it's more visual and physical, the physical feeling after it's done, as opposed to actually getting it done. The potential of speaking with a denture and so on, and the mental issue of knowing my teeth will be gone and replaced. The dentist I'm going to is recommended. I know she's very good, but I'm still full of dread. My issue was caused by smoking years ago and also something hereditary. So that business, it's not the actual procedure, but living with the denture and all of that and speaking with the denture.
Yeah, and look, that is a challenge. I suppose at least, you know, in this person's situation, at least they know it's temporary and it's not nice and it'll take a little while to get used to, but your speech will improve promptly. I always say to people, talk to yourself, sing to yourself. The more you're making the sounds, the quicker you'll get over that bit of a bump. And in no time, it'll be round for the fixed teeth and everything will be much easier.
I always gag a lot when I go to the dentist. It almost puts me off going. It's nearly impossible to get an X-ray of my teeth. Is there any way to overcome this gagging reflex?
Gagging can be a challenge, certainly, for people. There are certain things that can help. So I find a lot of my patients who experience gag reflex, actually sitting them up can help. It physically reduces the water at the back of the mouth, but also allows them to feel a bit more in control. And then things like dental sedation, intravenous sedation, can be really, really helpful for a gag reflex as well.
This one, my 12-year-old was advised her molar would need to be pulled or have a root canal. I'm thinking of just getting it pulled to avoid the pain of root canal. She's about to get braces and may need some other teeth pulled to create space. The pulling of the molar won't help because it's too far back. It's an independent decision, just not sure what to do about the molar, root canal or pulling it out.
Yeah, it seemed like the factor in the decision-making process there was the pain of the root canal. I go back to the fact that no dental procedure should be painful these days. It is always possible to get everything completely numb. So I'd reconsider that part of it and just have a conversation with the dentist or endodontist about ensuring things are fully comfortable.
Any advice on treating autistic children with absolute fear?
Yeah, for autistic children, it can be a huge challenge because of the sensory nature of a dental visit. Mm. You know, the lights, the sounds, the invasive nature of it. I suppose finding a dentist who is sensitive to treating people with autism and discussing a strategy way forward that could help with your child specifically, whether that's silence instead of music, bringing fidgets or something along could help.
Okay, final one. My front tooth was chipped when I was 13 and it was repaired. I'm now 37 and it's quite visible where the real tooth meets the small cap. Would it be easy to redo? That's from Joe.
Usually it's quite straightforward to redo, and at that sort of time frame, that's perfectly appropriate. Sometimes it's worth considering alternative options that might be a bit stronger and more durable as well, depending on the situation.
Dr. Niall Neeson, dentist at Boyne Dental and Implant Clinic in Navan, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
Thanks.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.